Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I went into the merch box in my office.
Yeah.
I'm taking some shirts home with me. Check this one out. First one up.
Oh, Kip Moore. Wild Ones.
Wild Ones.
Good one.
This one.
Oh, nice. John Party looking good.
John Party.
That's Pearl Snaps.
Without a cowboy hat on.
That's a rare. It's like a, what were those baseball cards?
An error card.
Seen without a hat on.
Let's see. And this one. What do you think this is? Camouflage. What do you think's on the other side of it?
Al Dean.
Amy.
Jansen.
Nah, it's just Capital Nashville. But
oh, okay.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know how. Is that all the garbage that people send us? But that wasn't garbage. I mean, we get sent a lot of garbage, right, Ray?
Yeah, but I believe a label sent us all that stuff.
What? Why?
To give away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the stuff. I'm keeping it.
To give away.
Yeah, giving it to me. I'm in the studio, by the way. I've had this shirt on for 3 days. This USA Basketball.
I thought that looked familiar.
Yeah, it's comfortable. Okay. I got it off Instagram. I saw it because I've been...
An ad?
Yeah. Yeah, Amy, don't judge me.
No, I'm not. I'm like, dang, those ads, they get us. There's well, no judgment. I was finally, someone that falls for the ads.
I fall for it. I was delighted by it. I've been looking, you know, going back to the wormhole, the old USA Basketball teams of watching The Last Dance, the documentary, and Jordan and all that. So I found this sweatshirt, and I bought it. I love it. I've had it on 3 days in a row. Not purposefully, but I'm like, yeah, it's comfortable. It doesn't stink that bad. We live a different life now in Corona. This is a whole different culture. Speaking of Corona, Kroger puts a limit on meat purchases. So don't expect to stock up heavily on meats at Kroger's. As several notable meat processing plants have shut down due to Corona, the move will go into effect in select stores nationwide. The closures have affected 25% of U.S. pork production and 10% of its beef production. So heads up there. Parents have a new respect for teachers thanks to the coronavirus quarantine. Amy, I can let you speak about that.
Well, I mean, I think we just realized how gifted they are. And obviously they went to school and they have an education and they learn the things, but they have to stay up to speed with it and have a special touch. And whatever that is, I don't have it. I don't have the effective way to communicate and teach my kids. So I just appreciate them and their skills.
Well, and to be fair, they've had training, lots of training to do what they do. And for you to judge, I see a lot of parents judging themselves being terrible teachers. Well, you didn't spend years training. So don't hate on yourself that much.
Yeah, I've been letting go of that. I'm letting go and just thinking we're just going to do our best and see what happens. You know, I think my kids are always going to have the, remember that year that we had to stay home? Well, that's when my problem started with this or that or this.
The therapist says, when do you think it all started? Let me know.
I know. That's exactly how I picture it. Yeah. I picture Stevenson in therapy and being like, well, it was the year 2020.
The NFL has released or will release its full 17-week schedule for 2020 later this week. Will it actually happen? That remains to be seen. The NFL is not altering its fall plans. They have changed. I don't think they're going to Europe anymore. They're not going to London. But they're still planning to play their games. Now, they're not saying they plan to play them in front of people, but they still plan to play their games. And the difference between and if NFL goes, that does not mean college will go, by the way. You're also seeing some of the colleges, because Arkansas yesterday said they were going to start practice in July, but Ole Miss said we're not.
Yeah.
So you're seeing schools say different things, and especially in the power conferences, if you don't have all the schools agreeing to it, you're just not going to. And student athletes are what they're called. College and the pros are not the same. I don't think any of them go off on time the same way. I definitely don't think the NFL is playing its regular season with people, and it's not the same. They have a better shot to act. They have time to get ready, to quarantine folks if needed so, to play their games in a specialized location. They can do all this because they have time to do it. Take all the people that are going to be a part of it and go, you're just away from your families for a while if you want to play. There's some legalities to that, obviously. But the NFL has a real shot to play their games quicker than colleges do. But, man, you listen to the news now, and they're predicting this thing to come back.
Yeah.
People are coming out of their houses like, oh, we got relaxed? Screw it. Let's have it. Ah, party, spring break. People going bonkers. NFL's and they should move forward right now. There's no reason for them to say no, right? But they're not on track with all of their training because nobody can really train.
Yeah.
Unless you're
together.
At home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm training just in case in the backyard.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm kicking field goals.
We Eddie set up a basketball hoop in my house.
Oh, gosh. Well, no, we're not talking about this anymore.
I know, but
I don't.
And it's all janky, and we didn't really know until we started playing on it. It's just built odd. But it's better built odd than not built at all.
There we go. Thank you.
No, yeah. I'm serious. I really appreciated that you did that.
Yeah. And dang, I feel bad that it's a little crooked. I didn't notice that.
It's all right. It happens to a lot of guys. But what?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
So dumb.
Caitlin and I go out and play horse on it a lot, and sometimes we'll shoot from the bad side or from the good side, however it's bent.
That hurts my heart.
But, you know, I mentioned on the show before, her family's, they're extremely competitive and extremely athletic. And like her brother played college basketball. His wife played college basketball. But I think Caitlin and I can beat those two. Everybody, even though her brother's like 6'7".
As long as you think it, though.
My point is that I think we're going to set up cones and start doing drills on the
side.
Like training for the big
two. Dude, you've been playing too much of that 2K 2020 or whatever. Because that's what you do in there, right? You run drills sometimes?
Yeah, but I'm more of a competitor. I would do this for anything.
You're crazy.
That's what we're thinking about doing. But yeah, I didn't know you could lower it. You were telling me you could lower the goal?
Yeah, it's got a little handle in the back. That's what took a really long time.
The problem with lowering a goal from the house, and I think a lot of dudes that had goals or friends with goals growing up will know this, when you lower it to where it could be dunked on, it gets bent because everybody just wants to dunk the whole thing and hang off the rim. And
that's when you break it.
That's when you break it. Yeah. Raimundo, your car got hit at a Chick-fil-A drive-thru?
Yeah, it wasn't a crazy bad accident, but I definitely got hit. I was just about to get my order. And if you guys, anybody been to a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Been to a Chick-fil-A? Are you out of your mind?
Like, our life?
Hey, yeah, like a lot. Anybody ever been to Walmart?
During this quarantine.
Yes.
It is whack. They got about 3 lanes. They have a traffic guard. There's cones everywhere. It is a nightmare. But anyways, I was about to get my food, and as the dude's handing me my bag, the guy behind me, I guess he was on his phone, or he let his foot off the brake, and he bumped the back of my car, and it kind of like jarred me. And I look at the guy next to me, and he's handing me the shake, and he's like, well, you better go talk to him. And I'm like, all right. So I get out of my car, and I don't see any damage on mine, but I look at the guy. He's kind of freaked out by the whole thing because he had a nicer car than me, but if there's no damage, I didn't really see a problem. I got a big old Trailblazer, so I just like gave him like the high sign, like, all good, my man. No worries. I don't really want to do a face-to-face conversation with you right now during the quarantine.
So then what happened?
That was it. I mean, if I say there's no damage and he agrees that he doesn't feel like paying, contacting insurance companies, then everybody just rolls out.
Well, my advice would be to at least exchange information just in case you find later that something happened to your car. Because sometimes you get hit and nothing happens right then. Or, like, how do you feel?
Well, that's the thing. So I was doing the show the other day, and I started to have like a little crick in my neck. Was like, what if that was when I got whiplash at Chick-fil-A?
He shows up in a neck brace.
So I shouldn't have been so nice, but I mean, I did my good deed. But yeah, I hope there's no bodily stuff with me, or that's kind of bad.
But your truck's okay?
Yeah, truck's A-O, because I have like a hitch on the back. So I think all they do is hit that, and I never get any damage because it's happened to me before.
Eddie, why are you laughing so much?
Just because he makes me laugh. He's
Raimundo?
Just, everything that comes out of his mouth is ridiculous.
Yeah. And, but everything. I don't think it is to him.
No, he's not smiling. He's not even laughing.
And it's like we'll be having a conversation, but let's go to Raimundo. He goes, we'll be like, it'll be high energy. We're all laughing. Like, Raimundo tell you, he goes, okay, listen, here's the story, right? He like brings it back to an even level and then starts it over. All right, well, how's your neck now?
I mean,
oh, come on.
See?
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
What does that even mean? That little song and pony dance you did right there.
It's something. It was either something I slept on or it really was getting hit 2 miles an hour from the back. Will do that to you. Your body, if it's not ready for it.
I got to tell you, the new windows, today's the first day I've been in the studio in a while because of Corona. The new windows that they did are awesome. You can see all the way in the glass room. It's more like a fishbowl now than it is a glass room.
Yeah, they killed it, and people keep coming by and complimenting me on how good they look, and I keep telling them, I didn't do the construction. I just do the audio here. Why? I wasn't working on it all weekend. Why are you thanking me?
Amy, did someone come up to your house and try to buy it?
They didn't come up to my house, but they put in an offer on our house. Somebody put in an offer on our house, and it's not even for sale.
What do you
mean?
They
went through a realtor.
Oh, they did. It wasn't one of those things that you leave in the mailbox?
No, because I've been tricked by one of those before. But this is so real. It's I kept saying, is this real? This cannot be real. It can't be real, but it's real. Like, we have the legit offer in our hands, and we have to make a decision because it expires. Like, or they pull the offer if we don't say what we're going to do. And we...
Overvalue of the house? Over?
Yes. Yes. Oh. More than we would have...
Okay.
Say we...
How much?
No.
Come on.
I'm not going to say that, but isn't it crazy? Like, what do? You don't... If someone comes, and it's a cash offer, not that matters on our end, but you don't have to wait for them to get, you know, their loan approved after the appraisal. There's all kinds of positives to that. It's so bizarre. I don't know who this person is or who they are, but they apparently would like a house. Like,
are you considering it?
Yes, 100%. Because it would be, I think it's crazy for us to pass on it. I still am speechless about it.
It sounds like her internet's breaking up, but it's just her not
being able to talk. It's really me not having words, because even when we called and we're talking to our realtor, I just kept thinking, something's shady about this. Something's shady. And she's like, no, I'm looking at the offer right now. There's nothing shady. This is a legit deal. And they are offering you a cash offer, sight unseen. They've never been inside of our house. So I don't know.
It's
crazy.
Probably like a real estate company, huh? Like looking to make some money.
No, it's an individual. No, it's an individual. I know that much. It's a person.
Maybe it's a person representing a drug cartel.
Ooh.
What? If that is the
then
case, that'd
sell
be
it,
crazy.
Amy.
I know. So
when is your expiration on this?
Oh, we have to make that decision today. Oh. So I will know by
today?
Tomorrow. What? Yeah.
WTF?
Trust me. We don't have anywhere to go.
Maybe it is cartel, dude.
No. They said we could rent our house day to day back from them until we find somewhere to go. So that way we would close, the closing and the paperwork says the closing would be May 25th. But then if we still don't have anywhere to go by then, that we could pay them daily to keep living in our home.
And overvalue.
Overvalue. I'm telling you, I can tell you offline what, you know, we were going to move in the fall because of our kids' school. Like, we were going to put our house on the market.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's way more than we were going to list it for in the fall.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. And the truth about Amy's house, I bought it for her birthday last year.
What?
I'm just kidding. I had nothing to do with her house. Nothing to do with your house. I went to the wrong house once. Amy's husband painted the house a different color. I drove by it like 9 times and couldn't find it. Just because we went over to her house and she never told us they repainted it. And all of her houses they look similar. I thought I was in the wrong part of town. And I was like, Amy, I don't know where your house is. She was like, oh yeah, sorry, we painted the house a different color. You want to tell people that when you invite them over. Wow, that's crazy that you have to decide on that.
Yeah, kind of nutso. And if anybody, I'd need to move me, my husband, 2 kids, and a dog somewhere.
I bet a lot of people would let you come stay with them. They're listening right now.
Okay.
Okay, let's go around the room real quick. Are you guys doing Sore Losers today?
We are. Yeah, buddy.
Anything you're talking about there?
We're going to talk about the Jordan documentary. We're going to talk about, I don't know what else. We're going to give Eddie and Ray a little basketball quiz that they'll fail and make themselves look stupid. It'll be great.
All right. Amy, what's your 4 Things podcast about?
I have the 5th thing up today, which is a Q&A episode. And I had Lisa on, who is the registered dietitian that did Outweigh with me. And we answered eating disorder questions based on the podcast.
You know, there's a Clint Black Bobby cast up now. Are we putting the Mark Chestnut one on the next one? I did ask him if anyone calls him the nut.
And?
I'm not going to tell you.
We got to listen.
But let me tell you, it wasn't just a simple answer.
Oh.
It made me laugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now we have to listen.
Yeah. But I have Clint Black on right now. So check that out. Search Bobbycast. By the way, before we go, Nicolas Cage to play Tiger King's Joe Exotic in scripted series from American Vandal. The producer. Whoa. The 8-episode series being produced by Imagine Television Studios and CBS will be taken to market in the coming days. It is based on Joe Exotic, and Nicolas Cage will be playing Joe Exotic.
Well, but if they do that, then Joe Exotic's getting paid, right?
No.
No?
I don't know to
play. Somebody could play me and not pay me.
And use Bobby Bones the name and everything.
I'm not sure.
Oh.
It's just who owns this. I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you see Nicolas Cage being Joe Exotic?
Yes.
I can too.
Kind of older and skinny, but not old.
Yeah.
Not old.
Interesting.
All right, we're down to the show. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you. You'll enjoy today's show because on today's show, such things as Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Happy Cinco, by the way.
We got so drunk on today's show.
Oh,
just listen,
my
you
are
still drunk.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow, Stephen Curtis Chapman's on. We got a good one. And, hey, scroll down. I'm just kind of looking at some stuff here that we did today. Me getting catfished. You'll hear that later on the podcast, if I'm getting catfished or not, which is a thing. Mike, scroll up a little bit. Ray runs his attempt at 18 miles an hour. We got voicemails. We got, yeah. All that's good. All right, thank you guys. See you tomorrow. Enjoy today's show.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Oh, here we are, friends. I'm in the studio today, which I haven't been in since 1937.
Feels like it.
Yeah. I have no power at home, so I had to risk Corona to be in the studio. But when I touched the doorknob walking in here, I was like, I got it. For sure I got it.
We're good. Me and Lunchbox have been here. We've been doing this. We're fine. Yep. We're clean.
Man, come on. But I'm here. So much to talk about. I'm here because I have no power. Let me tell you what happened at my house a couple nights ago. We're up, and Mike D and I are recording a podcast, and this big storm comes blowing through. And it didn't seem that crazy at the time. It just felt like a storm. And then it flickered, but we kept going. It flickered, and it kept going. And then, boom, it was gone. But we waited for 30 minutes or so, never came back. So I go, well, that's it for the night. We'll just save the podcast. And we loaded it up, and you can check it out. It's the latest Bobbycast. And I sent Mike home, and it's just dark. I have no power. And so Caitlin and I, we put candles and we ordered food from True Food Kitchen. They delivered it, but we ate in the dark. And then I see a cop sitting outside my house with his blue lights on. Woo, woo, woo. No sound, just the light was rotating. And I was like, what's that cop doing out there? This is like 9 o'clock at night. And so I open the door and I walk out and the cop is in my yard. And I recognize him because really nice guy. I met him. I told the story about he drove up to my house one day. I was like, hey.
Yeah.
So I met him and he was like, hey, man. He goes, rare to see you out this late, because he knows my morning show and we wake up early here. And I was like, yeah. So what? And then I saw it. The power line was in my yard.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's on my Instagram story. Maybe not anymore. Maybe, yeah, it's probably still up there right now. But it fell in my yard.
Dang.
Trees were down everywhere. No power. No hot water, because apparently I've learned that water is heated by electricity.
Yes.
I learned a lot of things I probably should have known.
Hot water, yes. Electric water heater.
But didn't have any power, no generator. Then Eddie calls and is like flexing his generator. He goes, hey, man, my dad got me a generator like a year ago, and it's working wonders. And so I think Eddie's like living a life with his house fully generated. Like, and I go, dang, man, you got a generator? What you doing? He goes, man, it'll charge a phone. And I was like, oh.
It's a phone and one light bulb. Yeah, it's pretty much all it does.
I thought Eddie had like the great generator setup of 2020. So, but that was a storm, man. But the big trees were just ripped down near my house.
Yeah.
Did you lose power, Amy, at all, or were you fine?
No, we were fine. I mean, it stormed pretty bad, but we didn't lose power, luckily.
Well, I'm here because I can't do the show from home, and I felt like I needed to risk COVID-19, because I'm getting more serious. I call it COVID when I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
I had to risk COVID-19 to be here this morning with you guys, and that's what I'll do.
You're serious.
Yeah. Got a big show today. It's Cinco de Mayo. Eddie, it's your day.
Yes, it is. Let's party. Yeah. Are we doing margaritas during the show today?
We are not going to do it during the show, but you are going to do the Spanish word of the day.
Yeah, of course I am.
I got a whole segment here. I have five Cinco de Mayo facts.
Ooh. Yeah. I can't wait to hear this. Yeah. And you're going to tell us?
I'm telling, right? Yeah.
From the gringo.
I look over at Mike D. Because Mike D is probably the most Mexican person on the show.
He is more than me, for sure.
But Eddie's on the mic more. Amy, are you good?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Anything you'd like to say as we get started here?
I hope that you don't get coronavirus.
Me?
I'm worried about you.
I'm touching markers.
No, like, you have your Clorox wipes with you, right?
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no one, Bones, no one has touched those markers.
Bull crap. I see Scuba Steve sitting here every day, and I don't know where he's been. Look at him.
Good point. Yeah, he's there all the time.
The guy's got a beard down to his knees. Who knows what's in that thing? He's like ZZ Top of the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you just never know. What if all of y'all are asymptomatic and you...
And you give it to me. Because they'll just cancel radio. Country radio. Yeah,
shut down.
They'll just go like, no, and I don't want that to happen to our listeners. I'd like to put out a special invitation for like the ninth time for Carole Baskin to come on this show because I do not think that she killed her husband or fed her husband to the tigers. I'm the only one who doesn't think that. But I will protect you. Carole Baskin, I know you listen to the show. You live in Tampa, near Tampa. I'm here for you. I have not just even saying that for this interview. I've been saying it the whole time. Carole Baskin, if you watch Tiger King, is Joe Exotic's arch nemesis. They both have a lot of issues. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to act like she's... But don't we all? So she was pranked by YouTubers. And Tiger King became a big thing at the beginning of quarantine. If you haven't watched it yet, you probably just don't have Netflix yet. Because if you had Netflix, you probably watched it. But Carole Baskin has not been doing interviews, even though I've been offering her safe haven here. She can come on this show. She will not be safer. See these hands?
That looks safe to me.
Yeah.
So safe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Carole Baskin, I know you got fooled once by these folks. You're not going to get fooled by me. Her first interview was weird. A pair of YouTubers, they claim they have fooled Joe Exotic's arch nemesis, and they posed as Jimmy Fallon producers. Pranksters Josh Peters and Archie Manners managed to trick Carole Baskin into giving her first interview. She thought she was being interviewed by Fallon, but it was a soundboard loaded with generic questions that Jimmy Fallon had asked other celebrities in the past. Here is a clip.
Thank you so much for being on our show. We appreciate it. We love you. How are you?
I'm doing great. My daughter Jamie suggested that I do this interview with you, so she says hi, and we are working every day with the cats at the sanctuary.
Are you with family now, or are you by yourself?
My husband and I live about 5 miles from the sanctuary, and my daughter lives next door to us. And so my daughter and I still come into the sanctuary every day because we have to take care of all of the big cats here.
So, Jamie Baskin, if you're listening, I'll take care of her. I'm not going to fool her. Poor Carole Baskin. Imagine, though, if you will, that she didn't kill her husband and she's going through all this crap without.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Well, I saw that and wanted to play it and wanted just to make, again, the appeal to have her on this show. I will take care of you.
So you wouldn't fool her, right?
No.
By doing any kind of trick like
no
that?
Tricks. Yeah. No tricks. I would just talk to her about the sanctuary, tigers, what she thinks really happened to her husband. If she wanted to talk about it.
Ooh, wow.
Her favorite country music singer.
Ooh.
I'd ask that one. Joe Exotic's also making moves. He is in talks to become the face of a new fashion line dubbed Revenge. But the thing is, you're not supposed to be able to make money from behind prison bars.
Didn't OJ?
He signed balls and they sold them, but you're. Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to be able to make money while you're in jail. But anyway, I saw that and thought I would play it. Dang, they got her, man. That stinks. One final time, Carole Baskin, we would love to have you on this show. If someone knows Carole, and you can see, is this camera on?
Yeah, right there.
You see my hands, Carole Baskin? You sit in these hands. I will take such good care of you. It's like clouds. You will sit on clouds on this show. Okay, thank you very much. Lunchbox was telling me a story about all these kids that stole cars. What happened?
Man, these kids in North Carolina, they're 9 years old. It was the youngest up to 16, and they stole 46 cars from dealerships. So they'd break in, and they would steal the keys to new cars or the repair shop, and they'd get the keys, and they'd drive off with these cars. 9 years old stealing cars. That's unreal. $1 million worth of cars.
How do they end up catching them?
They started pulling, they found some of the stolen cars, like one 18-year-old was pulled over in the vehicle, and then they traced them back to each other, and they busted all these kids.
Can you imagine a mom or a dad or a grandma who's raising that 9-year-old, and you get a knock on the door? It's like, hey, we think little Timmy here stole a Maserati. Like, yeah. And who's letting their 9-year-old run with kids at all? Probably somebody without...
supervision.
Yeah, without supervision. Wow. So who goes to jail on this?
They're all in juvie, and then there's a couple that are, like, of age, so they're in real jail until they get, you know, trial or whatever, I guess, but...
So explain to me what would happen. They would go to the dealership.
They would...
After it was
after
closed.
Hours, Audi, Lexus, or Toyota dealership.
Boy, they went hard, too. They didn't go for... I I mean, the Toyota, that's more, that's a normal person car, but Audis and Lexuses?
And they would break in and find keys, and then they would do the clicker, and whatever car, they'd drive off the lot with it.
And how are they doing the repair car? Same thing?
Yeah, yeah. They would break in, like, you know how they have the separate section of the dealership where the repairs are, and they'd go in there, break in, and steal whoever dropped their car off to get it repaired. And $1 million worth of car. A nine-year-old. How can you see over the steering wheel at 9 years old?
I guess my question is, were they selling the cars? Were they chop shopping? Or were they just stealing them to drive around because they're dumb kids?
I think they were just driving them around.
Dang. They didn't even try to make any money off that.
Mm.
That's because they're nine. Yeah. Yeah. They'd have been like 12. They'd have probably known. Right, right. They want to buy some shoes or... All right. Dang. That's crazy. Amy, your son is nine.
Yeah, there's no way I can picture him doing any of that. Are you kidding? No way.
Is but maybe a nine-year-old, but he, again... Only been in America a couple years, so maybe nine isn't an accurate social age for him. Eddie, you have...
A 12-year-old is my oldest.
Okay.
And then six, five.
Hmm. Would your 12... If your 12-year-old stole a car, what would you do to him?
Well, I wouldn't believe it because he can't drive. Like, he wouldn't be able to start my car. I mean, unless... But then again, see, you're talking about the cops showing up and being like, hey, you're a 12-year-old. Yeah. I would be in denial, but if he did it, I'd be really shocked.
Amy, what are you going to say about your son?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I was just going to agree with you that you're right. Socially, he's not nine. He's so much younger. But my daughter's 13, and she's pretty street smart. I feel like she could steal cars.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Jefferson County, Colorado. A 34-year-old man went to the bank, pulls up in the drive-thru, and is going to deposit some cash in. So he pulls out the cash out of his pocket, puts it in a little tube, zoom, sends it in there. Teller opens it up, finds all the cash, and finds two bags of white powdery substance.
Oh, no. He put drugs in the bank bucket?
Yep. Tried to deposit it in his checking account. She called police.
Did he do it on purpose or on
accident? No, it was in his pocket, and it was wrapped up in the money, and he forgot about it. And the teller called police, and they got there before he got out of the drive-thru.
Now, do we feel like the teller should have made that call? Or is that a little bit of a tattletale?
Well, I mean, the stuff's in her hands at that point, you know? So it's like, now what do I do? She's probably already touched it.
Do you feel like if she was someone, though, who had been using drugs, that she would have sent it back and been like, yo, this is...
Oh, right, right, right. Like in the club, so, you mean? Like they're in the drug club.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like bro code.
Like honor amongst thieves.
Right.
But what a dummy to send that through the bank hole.
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a nurse outside of Fort Worth. And she was going to her shift at Baylor All Saints Hospital. She realized her car was dead. So she sees a truck coming. She's like, hey, can you give me a jump? And the guy's like, yeah, I can jump it. But then she realized she locked her keys in the car. So now she has a car that's locked. And then even if she got in it, she couldn't start it. So the dude goes, hey, why don't you just drive my car to work? Take the car and I'll take care of this. So the nurse takes his car to work.
Wow. And
yeah. He gets the car jumped. Gets in the car and has it unlocked, takes it and has the battery fixed where it passes inspection, and also fills it up with gas. And so she was like, I cannot believe what happened here. Like, he did it all. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Would you let someone just take your car?
If I was having to get to work.
Crazy.
No, but I took... Oh, you mean if I was a nice person?
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, there are no Ubers right now. So that's also a factor in this I was thinking about, because mostly you just call an Uber for somebody and watch their car, but there are no Ubers right now. You know, I think I would, and I would just give them the car. Say, have it.
That's odd. That's crazy, man.
I mean, if we're in fantasy land, why not? Hey, and then I go buy them another one, too. And I buy them a boat, and I buy them a house. And yeah. Anyway, I thought that was a great story in real life, and that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Got a call from Jacob in Montana.
Hey, Bobby. I'm not a regular listener, but my mom is, and I just want to say that she served my dad divorce papers, and we're really excited, so it'd be awesome if you could give her a shout-out.
All right. We never said her name, though.
Interesting.
Just a PSA. If you're going to ask for a shout-out, say the name. We'd love to. But hey, Mom, it's weird, too. He's, like, talking about his mom and his dad. If it was, like, his mom and his stepdad, I feel like I would understand the passion.
I'm going to assume he probably doesn't have the best relationship with his dad.
Yeah. You know what? Assumes get you.
Oh, yeah.
An A out of you and me. ASS.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, Jacob Montana, appreciate that call. Also, you don't have to say you're not a regular listener. You can just call and go, my mom's a big fan. Sometimes people will come up to me and be like, hey, man. And they'll be like, I just want to tell you, I never even heard of your show, but my cousin's a big fan. Can I get a picture? Literally, all you have to do is go, hey, can I get a picture? I would love to take it with you. I love taking it. Maybe not right now during Corona, but I love taking pictures with people. But you don't have to come up and be like, hey, Bobby, listen, I've never even heard of you, but my friend over there thinks you're awesome. Can I get a picture with you? Just, you can just say, do you mind taking a picture? I would love to. I don't even know. I got a couple things I want to talk about as far as movies go. Let me start with Morgan number two, who... Morgan number two, you're telling me there's a new Transformers movie that is coming out? And I think the real shocking part of the story is that's one of her favorite movie series of all time. Is that true?
Yes, it is. I love Transformer movies. Specifically, I love Bumblebee.
I felt like the Transformer movie was so garbage, the first one, that I never watched the rest of them.
But they're so good. Like, they're robots talking, and they move from cars to robots, and they come from outer space. I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, fell in love with this movie series.
Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, Mike D, what is Transformers on Rotten Tomatoes? I'm curious to know if the general public liked Transformers. They had to have, right? If they keep making them.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't make them if people didn't like them. Yeah.
I just never could really get it in Transformers. And I like dumb movies.
Who was the actor in the first Transformers?
Well, Megan Fox in the first one?
Yeah.
And Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. Yep.
So what are they doing before we find the Rotten Tomatoes?
They're doing a prequel. So, and it's the same guy who did Toy Story 4. So, you know, it's going to be a good one. But it is animated, which is a little weird because the movies aren't animated. But this will be the first animated movie. And it's about Cybertron and how basically the good and bad robots formed.
Okay. Well, here you go. Here are the Rotten Tomatoes reviews. Remember, anything over, what, like a 70 is a tomato? Is that right, Mike? Something like that? 60? Transformers in 2007 is a splat at 58%.
Ooh.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen is a splat at 20%. Transformers Dark of the Moon is a splat at 35%. Transformers Age of Extinction 2014 is a splat at 18%. Mm-hmm. Transformers The Last Knight is a splat at 15%. But Bumblebee is a 91%.
Oh.
Wow. Most of those are real turds, though, as I like to say. Wow. Oh, okay, well, they're making a prequel. They must make a lot of money, though, right? If they're making another one, even all the bad ones. I have another note about a movie. Is it, Amy, you finally watched the Michael Jordan documentary?
Yeah, a little bit with my husband. I wasn't in order, but I sat down and watched an episode with him, and it actually was really good. It gives us something else we can watch together. I don't know that I'll go watch the entire thing, but what I saw, I was like, this is actually interesting, and I don't care anything about basketball.
Well, there are 10 episodes. It's called The Last Dance. I think 6 are out now. I've seen 4. The other ones just came out. I usually save toward the end of the week.
Yep.
So, it's really good. It's about Michael Jordan's last season with the Bulls, plus his time as he started. They kind of bounce back and forth. Mike D, you saw the Beastie Boys documentary, which I love. Raymond, do you have any Beastie Boys clips? Hit me with
now.
The Beastie.
Here's a little
this is
story
Paul Revere.
That's to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back
in history
with that rap.
MCA and me, Mike D.
Got a little horsey. Paul Revere.
For me, they were the first like cool rapping white guys that made me think I could be a cool rapping white guy. And for a brief period of my time, I had a one-song hip-hop deal as a rapper, a funny rapper named Captain Caucasian.
Yeah.
And I never did that. Oh. But I believed that the Beastie Boys influenced a lot of my music. I love Licensed to Ill, one of my probably most listened to 5 albums ever. But you watch the documentary, what do you give it?
I give it 3.5 out of 5 boomboxes.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good, but it was weird the way they did it because it was like a live show, not a straight-on documentary. So it's them two on stage talking about everything.
Yeah, because Adam Yauch died. Mm-hmm. Okay, I watched the first part of it. I didn't like the theater part, so I didn't keep going. Caitlin was with me too.
Oh.
I'll watch it without her. But I did Mike D's movie podcast, by the way, where we had the big discussion, was Thanos a good guy?
Oh, right, because you believe he is.
If you listen to Mike D's movie podcast, you're getting a lot of rave reviews for that.
Yeah.
It was Mike, not for my appearance, but for Mike's questions that he had during this thing. Because we really broke it down and how I think if Thanos, you covered his story, he ends up being a good guy. But you can hear that, and we talked about Band Slam, the movie that I was in.
Yeah, you auditioned for it.
I forgot I had to audition for that movie. I had to go audition for it, and I had 9 lines. I talked about how much I got paid on the movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Check out Movie Mike's movie podcast. What are people saying about it?
They like it. They like getting the me asking you questions.
Yes. all right, Mike, thank you very much. Amy, I have a note here that you saw a movie called I Feel Pretty.
Yeah, it's an Amy Schumer movie. Do you even know? I had not heard of it until I saw it. So have you even heard of it?
I have not.
Okay, well, my therapist actually assigned it to me for homework because I've been doing therapy sessions over FaceTime. And when we were closing out, she said, I don't know if you've seen the movie I Feel Pretty, but I want you to go find it, which I found it on Amazon, and I'm a Prime member, so it's free. I didn't even have to buy it. Has 36% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Like a Transformer movie, basically.
But it's this girl. She struggles with insecurity, inadequacy, and then she hits her head, and suddenly she wakes up and she feels beautiful and capable because she thinks her image has changed, but it hasn't. The world sees her the same, but it's all in how you see yourself and what you put out there. And I thought it was so good. So I give it 4 confident girls out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Bobby, I think you should watch it.
All right. I won't, but thank you for that.
For thinking that.
You need to feel more confident with yourself.
I know. Caitlin tells me that, too. At times, I have pretty bad body issues. And then I have one other note here that I wrote down. Amy, you wrote, is Bobby in this movie? What is that about? Do we know what
Yes, I do. What? So Stashira, you know, I have a TikTok, but Stashira, my daughter's the only one that uses it. And she had my phone, and I guess she was on there, and she saw something that you and Caitlin posted where y'all ended up in the movie Born a Star. What's that?
A Star is Born. Lady Gaga.
A Star is Born. Yeah, A Star is Born. And she comes running in, and she saying, is Bobby in this movie? Is Bobby in this movie?
It's a meme on TikTok. Have you seen it? Have you seen Eddie, what I did?
No.
You create the music album cover, and then the song kind of tells your situation. So I put up there as the describing thing. I said, when I tell her I'm going to play PS4 all night, and then you morph into the album cover, and then the song was Digging My Grave.
Ah.
Yeah.
So then she thought, Stashira thought that
I was Bradley Cooper, but that happens a lot. Sometimes I'll be walking down the street, and they'll be like, Bradley Cooper, and I'll turn around. No, but you can disappoint her, Amy. Tell her I'm not.
Yeah, I already did. I was like, no. They're just doing a TikTok. But it did remind me that I need to show my kids Band Slam.
I wonder if you showed it to them and didn't tell them I was in it, if they would recognize me, because I don't have glasses. I have big curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Band Slam has like over 80% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's how I'll approach it.
Okay.
I'll just show them Band Slam and see if they don't miss anything in a movie. So that could be kind of fun to watch them be like, is that Bobby?
Hey, thank you guys for waking up with us. Don't forget, in about an hour, Raymundo runs for $200. He thinks he can run 18 miles an hour. He used to be an athlete. We were talking about before the show this morning, Raymundo and I were, about starting a softball team because Caitlin was an all-state softball player. And so she was like, man, let's get a softball team going. I was like, well, I can play. Morgan, number 2, is a great athlete. Raymundo played college baseball. And I was like, damn, we got a kind of a ringer club here. And Ray goes, I don't know if I got it in me anymore.
I threw all my stuff away, the bats, the gloves,
well,
all
they
that.
Make more of that.
You can always buy more, Ray.
Yeah. But Raymundo will probably run. Amy, did you eat some almonds before we went on? Are you choking or what?
No, but I haven't said anything about me playing on your team, and I'm a switch hitter. That's fine.
I saw an article this morning about it's the best time to buy a new car right now if you feel comfortable enough to buy a new car. This is not a commercial. I'm not telling you where to buy or what kind to buy. But most automakers, they say, are offering financing incentives of 0% interest for up to 84 months, as well as a lot of months for deferred payments, some of them up to 6 months. And new car sales were deemed an essential business last week by the Department for Homeland Security, so you're allowed to hit car lots. And again, there's a lot of, do you feel comfortable buying a car now? Because maybe you don't feel that comfortable with where the economy is going and if you'll have a job. But if you do, they say it's the best time to buy a car or even an airline ticket. Even if you're going to fly 4 or 6 months away from now. Airlines are still largely down. Officials say 96% of the world's destinations have travel restrictions in place. So it'll be another month or more before you can go on vacation anywhere. I tell you what, I've been needing a vacation from home. Airline tickets, houses, if you feel, that's the big one. Woo.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you can do it right now because the interest rates are low, if you can get a house, I have a friend that bought a house just now, her first house ever. She feels comfortable with her job. It's going to be here for me, so she bought a house. You guys send us a lot of emails. We try to get to as many of them as we can. Let's open up the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, my name is Dana. I wanted to see if you could help me out with my situation. So, tensions run high certain times of the day in our house between homeschooling my kids and my husband and I both working from home. I do at least one Zoom meeting a day for work, but lately have been adding a fake one or two to get away from the family. Usually around 3 p.m., I tell my husband I need privacy and to keep the kids quiet while I'm in our room having a fake meeting where I can just get some peace and quiet, or maybe watch a show. At times I feel guilty, other times justified. Do you think I should just tell my husband the truth that I need some alone time, or just keep up with my fake Zoom meetings? Thanks, Dana. I think if nobody's hurt and it actually helps you be a better parent later on, I don't see any harm in it. Right, I mean, if it's actually giving you some peace to go about your day and be more effective as a parent and as a homeschool teacher, I have no problem with it. If you're like not feeding your kids or forgetting to do, then there's an issue there. But I'm okay with that. Amy, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you have to, whatever your ways are to get it, you have to get that time for yourself. And you shouldn't feel bad about it. Yeah, so if you have a way to sneak off, maybe Zoom meetings it is.
Mm-hmm. Boy, Zoom has really become something in our consciousness now, right? I didn't know what it was before quarantine. I never used a Zoom. I would just FaceTime with one person. Now I do a game show on Zoom that is now pretty cool. Well, okay. I think, Dana, our advice to you is stay the course. Don't get caught. But it's okay as long as you're not neglecting because of this. And also, don't do a couple of these. Do one. Don't get out of control. Don't get comfortable. Yeah. Do your one and have, because I'm sure your husband, if I know husbands, he's probably doing something too.
Oh, for sure.
He's probably doing his little thing. Yeah. He probably didn't have a job. He's probably lying about that. All right, Dana, we're on Team Dana there. All right, close up the mailbag, Raymundo.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Maybe we're just nicer now in quarantine. We just are allowing. I don't know that I would have said that 3 months ago, but I know what it's like to be locked down in the house the whole time, and I've been lucky. I've had a great girlfriend in the house the whole time. But we take a lot of time apart, too, in the house.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over on my Instagram, you'll see a game show that I do called Super Easy Trivia, and Lady Antebellum, all three members played this week, and it's always stars versus listeners of the radio show versus some of my friends. Here's a clip of Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum with McKenna, a listener, challenging each other.
I will challenge McKenna.
Whoa. Okay, it's Hillary versus McKenna. McKenna, you were saying before the show that you went to one of their shows?
I did.
Where did you see Lady Antebellum play?
At Shoreline in Mountain View, California.
And would you say it was okay or barely above average?
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. Obviously, they're amazing. Okay, then we do trivia. So check out Super Easy Trivia. Eddie played and lost.
I didn't do so well.
He did not do so well. No. Check it out on my Instagram, at Mr. Bobby Bones or at BobbyBones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So some parents were asked, what's the right age for a kid to get their first allowance, get a phone, get a job? So I have the answers from the survey of parents. So Bobby, I'll ask you and you give me your thoughts and we'll see how you compare.
All right, what's up first?
Okay, when should a child get their first allowance?
I got mine never wear a third.
Oh.
maybe like 8 or 9 when you can start to actually see what a chore is and how it helps the family and have a sense of responsibility. I'm going to go with 8, Amy. What does the normal person say?
9 years old.
Okay.
So.
Boom. Give me a kid. I just want a kid. Bring him in.
You get one.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Give me the next one.
What about first phone?
I'm going to say 12. I think you're smart enough to know what's right and wrong with it. You actually need one because you're going places where your parents may not always be. Put me on for 12.
11.
Okay, I'm still in it. I'm good.
You're such a good parent.
Eddie, why do you say wow?
That's just young to me, man. Man, I was thinking 16 maybe. 11?
Stop it.
Crazy.
16. Amy, what else you got?
First sleepover at a friend's house.
Ooh. I think you can be younger to do that as long as the parents are responsible. Show me 10.
This might be your worst one yet. It's 12.
You get a kid taken away for that one.
Oh, I only have one kid now. Yeah, yeah. Dang. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still plus one kid. Kids. All right, go ahead.
But I'm opposite of you. Where you went younger, I would go older.
Wow.
Like my kid's 13 and she doesn't do sleepovers. Okay, first job.
Oh, man. I mean, I was hustling, mowing yards and weed eating and at 10, 11
years
old.
Yeah, and it's jobs like that, like babysitting, paper route, mowing yards.
Who calls it a paper route, by the way? What kind of psychopath calls it a paper route?
Wait, what is it called?
A paper route. So what is wrong with you?
Wait, so what's the difference between route and route?
You being a weirdo? Okay.
Not really.
I'm going to say, show me 12.
Okay, first job at 13.
Boom, give me another kid. I'm up two kids.
Two kids.
Go ahead.
Okay, you have a chance to get one more kid.
Double or nothing. I'm going double or nothing on the kids.
Want four?
I want four kids. Okay. Call me Eddie, the producer. I'm going for four kids.
You're going four or none.
Yeah, four or none.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Staying home alone.
Ooh.
For four kids.
This is for all the kids. We need the real intense millionaire music right now. For all the kids. I'm going to go 13.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Four kids.
Give them the kids.
Bring them on in here.
I'll drop them off today, Bo.
I win Eddie's kids.
Yeah, congratulations.
We both win.
Okay.
That was funny. Okay. I think we did less commentary about why those things matter, and we just kind of hopped into a game. Okay, what other story do you have, Amy?
So a Chinese startup has developed a pair of glasses to help screen for coronavirus symptoms. Equipped with an infrared sensor and a camera, the glasses will allow the wearer to see people's temperatures. And the company said they're now upgrading to take multiple temperature readings simultaneously.
Wow.
Like if you're at a mall or an airport, you can read all the temperatures around you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm still going to go with the classic in the butt. After all, even though we're going to be able to have it in our heads, I'm still going to go with the old get the real one, you know?
But that doesn't help you gauge somebody else's temperature that's crossing your path.
It will if I ask nicely.
Okay. Oh, that should go over well.
I have, I own three gyms in Nashville. And we were talking about, because when we finally get to open, what we'll do. And I said, well, we're gonna do everybody's temperature, but through the back.
No.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
They didn't like that. I'm really not. Okay, what else, Amy?
Okay, lastly, this one's just real quick in case people are Prince Harry and Meghan Markle fans. A tell-all biography is officially in the works and coming out. So we have Finding Freedom, Harry and Meghan, and the Making of a Modern Royal Family to look forward to.
You know, you read it really dramatic, and I still gave zero craps. You know, even when you read it with...
Yeah, you do, but there's other people that don't. There's a lot of people that give lots of craps.
Okay, well, there you go. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Oh, wait, before we jump out, hold on, Raymundo, before you hit that. Let me say this today. The deadline is today for financial relief. Here we go. Here's the deal. If you did not file a tax return last year and you have kids under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. We know there's a lot of you out there that use the money right now. Make sure you get it done today, May 5th, to get your payment in 2020. Go to irs.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by today, May 5th. Now you can hit it, Raymundo.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, let's hear from April in Foster, Mississippi.
My name is April, and I just really wanted to share with Morgan number two how much I'm loving the Instagram cooking videos for Food World. I really hope that continues after quarantine. If it can't, I understand that it's really busy. So the double tree cookies were a hit. Appreciate you guys. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, check out bobbybones.com. Morgan number two is doing her Food World at her house. And Morgan, I was thinking about you yesterday because you literally have had no human interaction in months, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only interaction has been with my neighbors.
Oh, have you talked to them?
Like waved, said hello, but that's about it, yeah.
When have you touched your last human?
Oh, I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, remember?
Like, I mean, before March.
She got kicked out of the studio before anybody because she was at that bar partying. And then
I was going to say, that's probably when it was, the last time she went to a bar.
Yeah. Dang, you haven't touched a human since March?
Nope, it's just, you know, me and my dog. I mean, lots of dog pets.
Well, she wants to know if you're going to keep doing those videos, are you?
I mean, yeah, it's been fun. I've been making all kinds of recipes, and I've learned that I'm actually a pretty good cook.
Are you putting on any weight, or are you still staying pretty trim with all this food?
No, I'm still working out, but I am making, like, the big servings, so I have to, like, be safe and toss out half of what I make so I don't eat it all.
Yeah, nothing makes me feel good like waste. That's right. It's a real feel-good story.
Good
here.
Job.
Let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What's a scientist's favorite dog breed?
What's a scientist's favorite dog breed?
Labs.
That's pretty good. I didn't laugh out loud, but that was a pretty good one. Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
Pretty good. I was reading about favorite dog breeds, period, and my dog came in at number 5, a bulldog. I didn't know if people even like bulldogs, but I had to send him back to the vet yesterday.
Again?
His cheek, it swelled up again. Honestly, here's the thing. I knew when I got him he was broken a little bit. He was going to have medical problems. That's why I took him. But I did not think we would be, he's just turned a year old. I did not think he would be 7 surgeries in at this point. And so his jaw swelled up. He just got off antibiotics, so swelling up again. So I had to send him back, and they cut a little sample of it again, and I'll wait today, and hopefully they'll come back with the. I call him, his name is Stanley, named after Stanley from The Office, but I call him Stanley Bank because it's where all my money goes.
Oh. The Stanley Bank.
Yeah, the bank. The lab is still America's favorite dog. But at number 5 is the bulldog. There you go. Okay. Ray's run. We're going to talk about Ray's run. He's going to try to run 18 miles an hour. How much money? $200 if you win?
Yeah, the stakes have never been higher. I love that amount of money. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Tell you
I
what.
Love that amount of money too. Yeah. Tell me what.
When I was in college, that was a rent payment. Like, literally it was in San Marcos, Texas.
Me now too.
Prices have inflated. But yeah, at a time, that was a very good amount of money.
In Arkadelphia, Arkansas, when I was going to college, you're talking about 2000. Is that word Arkadelphia funny to you? Yeah. That's what I went to. My rent was $240 a month.
With a roommate?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds yeah, right. With a roommate. Yeah. A little townhouse. Mm. And I had roommates that would come and go because my roommates were never... I was close with all of them, but they weren't in for the long haul like I was. I was in studying, working. All right, about to get our foot race challenge on. Raymundo is about to prove that he either is or isn't the fastest man on the Bobby Bones Show because he claims he can run 18 miles an hour, which is flying for a human. All right, Raymundo, talk about the terms of this bet we have coming up next.
Yeah, so if I lose this puppy, then I'm going to have to sing Rain and Men. I just got to post it on my Instagram and not with a caption. And it's going to look really weird. Because don't I have to also be in my fiance's clothes or something like that?
Oh, yeah, we're picking out the clothes you wear from her closet, yes?
So, I mean, that's not really good for my brand, but that's willing to
Your
do that.
Your brand, stop it. Okay, go ahead.
And then, and I'm trying to win here $200 big fat dollars if I'm going to do 18 miles an hour.
All right, there's Raymundo, our audio producer. Hey, Raymundo, I'm curious what your brand is, by the way. You mentioned your brand. What is it that you're known for?
I've always said alpha male, guy's guy, like hanging out with the guys, partying it up, and me dressed like a girl singing. That's just, I've never really done that.
Alpha male, guy's guy, but likes hanging out with the guys. Okay.
Interesting.
I'm into it. Okay, we'll see if alpha male Raymundo can run 18 miles an hour. And you used to be an athlete, right?
Yeah, I played all the sports in high school, a little bit into college, and then I hung it up.
Okay. Amy, think you can get it?
I think so.
All right.
We'll have faith in you, Ray.
We'll see if we can do it. I think we're going to drive a truck next to him at 18 miles an hour and see if he hits it. That'll be the thing. It's almost showtime, baby. Out behind the building right now is our audio producer, Raymundo, who has claimed he can run 18 miles an hour. If you get to 18, you win. How much money?
$200.
Okay, there he is. He's on the line with us now. Raymundo, how exactly is this going to go down?
All right, so we're here on Music Row. I'm going to run about 40 yards. Steve is going to be in his truck going 18 miles an hour. And then we're just going to see if I can compete and keep up with his truck. And then we'll know if I was going 18 miles an hour.
Okay, listen.
We'll be doing the play-by-play.
You can run as far as you want.
Yeah, but we're not trying to burn me out. I'm not trying to run like a mile. We're just going to do a short spurt, see if I can get up to 18. Steve's got the digital, so he'll have all the proof for whatever he needs right there.
Okay, I'm looking. I see Scuba Steve's big old truck backed way down the road. There's nobody on the road right now. We can only pull this bit off in quarantine, by the way, everybody. Yeah. Okay. Raymundo, how are you feeling? Are you stretched?
Yeah, I stretched out. I'm feeling good to go. I was just doing a couple practice runs, nothing. Yeah, I feel great. My legs are awesome.
Okay.
We got one random car driving by, but once they clear out, we'll be good.
All right, so we have the camera set. Raymundo's got the phone. Are you going to hand the phone off?
Yeah, I'm going to hand it to Lunch. He's going to be about halfway, and he'll just be doing the play-by-play. Steve's going to try and get up to 18 miles an hour, so Lunch should be able to gauge how fast I'm going. I mean, you can guess, say whatever you need to say, but just let me know. I'll hand it to him.
All right, hand it to him now. I'm going to explain to our listeners what's going on here. Raymundo, who was an athlete back in high school, claims that he can run 18 miles an hour, which is smoking, by the way. And I don't think he can, but what Scuba Steve is going to do in his truck is drive beside Raymundo and see how fast he gets at his fastest. Amy, how do you feel? Is he going to make it, yes or no?
I like to believe in Ray, so yes, I have faith in him.
Okay. Are we ready? Here we go.
Are you on your mark? Get set, go! Ray is off! Ray is off! He's coming! Here comes the truck! Can he get it? Look at Ray! Look at Ray! Look at Ray!
Wow, wow, wow!
Whoa, whoa!
19 miles an hour! 19 miles an hour!
Let me talk to Scuba Steve. Let me talk to Scuba Steve for verification. Hold on.
Holy crap.
Raymundo, let me talk to Scuba Steve here.
All right, here's Scuba Steve. He's in the middle of the road right now. Good morning.
All right, Scuba, you were driving the truck. How fast do you think Raymundo ran?
Ray was easily going 19 miles an hour at his peak.
Wow.
We've got an Amazon driver as a witness.
Wow. Oh, can you talk to the Amazon driver?
Yeah, he's pulling over. Let me go grab him real quick.
Okay. Scuba just drove off with the microphone to find the Amazon driver.
Amazing.
Raymundo, if you ran 19 miles an hour, that is a testament to your speed, man. Wow. Fastest man on the show.
Right, I'm getting out of the car right now to talk to the Amazon driver.
Okay, let's hear him.
You just witnessed greatness. That guy was going 19 miles an hour, correct? Yeah, he was a...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hey, ask him not to curse.
Yeah, no cursing. So
oh, man.
Radio.
Hey, follow me on Instagram, bro. I am Pharaoh. Man, it's a beast truck, too.
Yeah!
Shout out to Amazon.
Oh, boy. Amazon. All right. What's his name?
What's your name again?
I am Pharaoh. Shout me out on Instagram and shout out Amazon, man. We the greatest.
Okay, and does
DJ
he?
DJ Khaled.
All right, I'm done. All right, but he saw it. We got a good. Okay, all right. Thank you, I am Pharaoh. Okay.
Yeah!
Raymundo, let me talk to him.
Yo.
Congratulations. If they say you did 19, I believe it. The truck don't lie.
I appreciate you, baby. It was at my climax, and I knew I was right there. It was a great feeling. We had Music Row shut down. It was awesome.
You didn't have the shutdown. You just, there's nobody driving
there are cars
out right
everywhere.
Now.
People, I saw people up in their apartments yelling off their patios. There they are. Film them. Yeah!
All right, Raymundo, I owe you some money. I'm glad you didn't pull anything. Get back inside, all right, dude?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. You thought the 2020 Olympics were canceled. They're back on. Baby.
Okay.
Yeah!
All right. I don't mind paying that. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he did it. Okay, well, there you go. Raymundo hit 19 miles an hour right on the road in front of the radio station. Here are your big three songs in country music at number three. It's Beer Can't Fix from Thomas Rhett and John Party. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. At number two, my favorite song on the radio right now, Morgan Wallen, Chasing You. Chasing you like a side of whiskey, burning. And number one, Blake and Gwen, Nobody But You. Speaking of Blake, the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday, because I produce the Opry TV show, and I'm also the host of it, but Blake is playing with Gwen from his ranch in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so is Dustin Lynch and Trace Adkins from the Opry House. But if you're new to this show, I get to play the Opry as a comedian and a musician, but I produce and I host a show called Opry. And once the Grand Ole Opry couldn't have people in the stands, we said, hey, why don't we just do the Grand Ole Opry empty, and we stream it on Facebook from the Circle Network's Facebook. The Opry Facebook, it's on like 80 stations across the country, and the Circle is a network, as well. So check it out. This Saturday night, it'll be on. You can watch it live on the stream. It'll be pretty good. It'll be really good. But if I say really good and I'm involved in it, but it'll be pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It's time for another edition of Bobby the Historian. That's right. And today is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah!
Bobby the Historian.
I'm going to bring Eddie in on this because you are our...
I'm a Mexican man.
A resident Mexican
man. Yes, I am.
Yes. Did you say you're a Mexican man or a Mexican common man?
No, I mean, I'm Mexican-American. I'm an American citizen, but I mean, my whole culture is Mexican.
What if you weren't an American citizen and you were hiding in plain sight?
And that just gave me up right there.
Number one, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day.
Correct.
Yeah. Most Americans confuse this holiday with Mexico's Independence Day, but that date is, Eddie, go and tell them.
16 de septiembre.
How did you know? It's September 16th.
Because that's the holiday. Yeah. That's what you call it in Mexico, Bone.
Is that written in front of you, or did you just know that?
No, wow. Dude. It's in my heart. You kidding me?
Wow, good for you. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Battle of...
Puebla.
Right. This holiday commemorates the Mexican Army's 1862 victory over France at the Battle of...
Puebla.
During the Franco-Mexican War. Wow. Cinco de Mayo is not really a big deal in Mexico.
Nah, not really.
Everybody in the United States is like, let's go get Tex-Mex.
Especially like the beer companies.
Yeah.
They love it.
It's like Valentine's Day.
Yes.
The card companies. With all the fuss here, like today, May 5th, you would think it was the biggest holiday in Mexico. That honor goes to Mexican Independence Day, which is, as Eddie would say,
De septiembre.
Still Mexicans.
Give me a tumba.
Still Mexicans do celebrate the day with family and gatherings. It's still a thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
President Franklin Roosevelt helped bring Cinco de Mayo celebrations to the United States. Did you know that?
No, so it's his fault.
Mm-hmm. To improve relations with Latin American countries.
Oh, wow.
And Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of underdogs because they win at...
Battle of Puebla.
Was a huge deal for Mexico because they went into the battle as underdogs. They had no training, no equipment. They were vastly outnumbered, yet they prevailed.
Wow, that's cool.
That is Bobby the Historian.
That was Bobby the Historian.
We can't have Cinco de Mayo, though, without Eddie's Mexican word of the day.
Yeah.
Or Spanish word of the day. Yeah.
Spanish.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you, man?
And you just called yourself Mexican man.
I'm offended. I'm not doing it
and
today.
And I was thinking that was like, you're a superhero. I am Mexican man. But you said Mexican comma man.
But I'm a Mexican, not right. A Mexican.
Thank you. Here is, by the way, speaking of that, here is a voicemail from Susan in Florida.
Hey, Bobby. We love Eddie's Spanish word of the day, but could he spell that word as well? That would be helpful, I think, for all of us. And we miss Lunchbox guessing weight. We would love to have him try to guess our weight. So anytime.
All right. There we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
By the way, we are not all working in the same studio right now because of Corona. So after we all get back in, and we'll do more weight guessing. Until then, that stigma has been put on hold. Eddie, you want to do Spanish word of the day and spell it?
Yes, I'm going to have to. Spelling's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge because I don't even know how I can spell these words.
And here you go. Hit it.
All right, classy. Today's word of the day is Rio. Now repeat it after me, Bones. Rio.
Rio.
That's R-I-O.
Rio.
Yeah, Rio means river. So let me use that in a sentence for you. You know a dream is like a Rio.
Oh, ever changing as it flows. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or like, Old Man Rio.
Wow. Wow. Good one.
Old Man River. Yeah. Or rolling on the Rio.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Amy, you want to throw in there?
Cry me a Rio.
Oh, nice one. A Rio means a river. All right, Eddie, thank you very much.
Yeah, here we go, guys. That's your Spanish word of the day. Come on.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Do you do anything with your family for Cinco de Mayo?
No, man.
No. Is that dumb to ask?
Yeah. Bobby, don't be ridiculous.
I don't know.
No.
Well, let me say this. Eddie, you are Hispanic. Your wife is white.
Yes, she is.
You have kids that are half Hispanic.
Mm-hmm, that believe they're white and don't believe me that they are Hispanic.
You have foster kids. I don't know if you're trying to teach them Hispanic culture.
I am.
So why would it be crazy for me to go? Are you doing Cinco de Mayo?
Because to me, Cinco de Mayo just screams Cinco de Drinko, and my kids don't drink, and my wife doesn't really drink either. So it'd just be me in the backyard with a margarita, not doing it.
So bad about that.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A family in Tennessee had their home hit by a tornado about 2 months ago. They lost everything. Their dog alerted them to the tornado. Then after the storm, the dog is gone, ran away, can't find them. So they've been getting reports, oh, we saw your dog in the neighborhood. So they've been coming back looking, looking. A friend put up a camera on their fence and saw the dog coming out and getting food in the middle of the night. So they waited one night and after 54 days, reunited with their dog.
Wow. Man, those dog stories always get me, man. It's like even watching a movie. Humans are getting shot. I'm like, oh, man, just a movie. A dog gets shot. I'm like, turn it off. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, that's a great one. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There's a doctor who's moved into his children's playhouse. His name's Dr. Jason Barnes. He is spending his days in hospital emergency rooms treating COVID-19 patients. So at night, to protect his family, he sleeps outside the house in the kids' treehouse.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. The doctor, Dr. Barnes, said he misses hugs with the family, but his temporary sleeping quarters is worth their health. Quote, I can stay here and see my family every day. That's really why I go to work every day, so I can provide for them. By the way, the setup here, it's a pretty sweet treehouse. It's just not a couple pieces of plywood.
Oh, it's not just, like, yeah.
But not to take anything away from it, but it's a sweet setup. It includes a twin bed, a kitchen pantry, running water, a bathroom, and an air conditioner, which, and my power's been out forever, more than I have, what am I going to say? I just want to give him a little shout out. And you know, at 55 after every hour, we do Tell Me Something Good. It's all about positivity. I was trying to explain that to one of our Portland, you know, we're new in Portland. And anytime we go on anywhere new, we struggle because we don't sound like a radio show. We just sound like a bunch of people talking. And that ends up being, I think, why people like us as a show, because we don't have big booming voices. We're not very good at radio. But I think what we're good at is being like authentic people on the air. None of us are ever going to win awards for being great broadcasters, but we've won quite a few awards as a show, honestly. And I was on the Bulls Instagram in Portland. This lady was like, I quit the show. I gave it a chance.
Oh.
And I'm out. And I was like, well, she was being kind of not in a good mood with me. And I was like, well, we're really about positivity on the show. I hate to have that attitude. You know, maybe it's not the show for you if you don't like, you know, positive. And she was like, I gave it another try. It's stupid. It's not for me. And I was like, well, I don't disagree. It is stupid sometimes. But if you'll just give us a week. But it's hard. Think about when they change anchors on national TV shows. It's tough to get somebody new or just changing a routine, period. I never like going in after somebody that had a following. And I'm not sure what was happening there, but I never liked that. But I do think that, you know, we have this show for a reason. We have a platform. We try to do as much good as we can with a lot of organizations. And, you know, the military is a big deal to us. And I think if you give us a chance, you will like us. I hope, anyway. One of us. You will like one of us at least, because we're all very different on this show. You can hit us up. And I think that's an interesting voicemail question. Like, you can call and leave us a voicemail, 877-77-BOBBY. If you did not like the show for a while, what kind of brought you in to go, okay, these are like my people? Because we'll play those on the air. Because in Portland right now, you know, they're going through that. They're going through what a lot of people have gone through, where it's like, oh, we can't stand these guys. They don't sound like big, deep voice DJ guys. You're right, we don't. We're not. Amy and I have been friends for way before radio. You know, we've been doing, Amy was not a radio person at all. Amy was selling granite.
It's probably hard for some people to believe.
That you're not a trained radio professional?
No radio experience prior to any of this.
As far as paid jobs go, first Amy was selling granite, brought her here. Lunchbox was working at Jason's Deli.
Correct.
Never done radio. Hello. Eddie was working at the news. Never done radio.
He's a cameraman.
Yeah, guys, that's why we're a bad radio show, but we're hopefully a good show. We're not the best at radio. Raymundo, is this your first paid job? Radio job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, not paid ever. You used to do like cable sales, right?
Correct. Yeah, I was a telemarketer.
Yeah. So we're normal people like you. We're nutty, but we're normal. Anyway, shout out to that doctor. That's my whole point. We're all about positivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Portland. Just appreciate you guys. I got a text the other day. Came from a number I didn't recognize. And they go, hey, man, this is Latrell Sprewell, who used to play basketball in the NBA.
For real?
Listen, this is what it said. Hey, is this Bobby Bones' number? This is Latrell Sprewell, former NBA player. And I respond back, how do I know this is LS? And then he sends me a picture, like a selfie picture of him right then, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go, he goes, work. I go, that could be from Google. He said, whatever.
Is this even the real Bobby Bones number? By the way, if you're not a sports fan, Amy, Latrell Sprewell was a big deal when we were kids. He got in a little trouble there at the end, choked his coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But, there, you know.
Oh, get a temper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who did he play for?
A lot of teams.
Oh, okay.
So he goes, whatever, is this the real Bobby number? I said, hey, I think we're at a stalemate because I don't know if you're real. You don't know if I'm real. He goes, well, I was going to give you a compliment on your show at the Grand Ole Opry. I watched it with my family. Did a great job. I'm also a big fan of your podcast. I said, appreciate that, Latrell Sprewell, if this is really you. He goes, I said, I think you might be messing with me, though. I'm playing NBA 2K right now and thought you were one of my friends just saying what's up. And he goes, nope, it's really me. I said, where do you live now? He goes, I'll send you a jersey. That's how big a fan I am.
What?
He goes, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and California. I said, appreciate the compliment. Still not sure this Latrell Sprewell. So he sends me a picture of his driver's license.
What? His driver's license?
Oh, wow.
He said, what else do I have to do to prove I'm real? Here's my driver's license. And he sends me more pictures of him. I still think, by the way, somebody is trying to catfish me as Latrell Sprewell.
This is bizarre.
He said, I guess someone can't give another person a compliment anymore without thinking someone's scamming them. And I said, I appreciate that, but society has me all messed up. Send me that video shout out.
There we go.
That's what I asked him, because if I see his face say that with his mouth,
yeah,
then I would know. And he goes, I will when I land. I'm actually headed to Nashville. I was like, okay. He goes, let's meet up in person. I'm staying at the blah, 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 whatever.
What?
What?
I didn't respond after that because I think I'm getting catfished by Latrell Sprewell. Do you want to call this number from in there, Raymundo, and see what
yes.
it see
if,
yes, yes, yes.
Let's go. Hey, Mike, take this. Here, I'll just write the number down. And he's sending me all these pictures. And I Googled Latrell Sprewell's driver's license to see if it was somewhere online and they stole it. And I couldn't find it anywhere.
Okay.
You can also track that number back, right? But I get weird texts. Remember that hot nurse that hit me up?
Mm-hmm.
No. What happened with that?
I don't know. It was just Mike D tracked it back and realized it was some spam. Somebody what? Trying to get me. But this person knows it's me, though, yeah. is the difference.
Yeah, they're not just going after a random number.
Right. Hey, Raymundo, that you see the number?
Yeah, they're dialing it right now.
Okay, we can't put it on the air for legal reasons, but see who answers. And if they answer, wait, hey, is this Latrell?
All right.
And you can tell him it's me. Maybe he'll come on the air.
Right. Just say you're Bobby Bones.
But not yet. No, don't. Not just.
Not right away.
Yeah, if a man answers, say, is this Latrell Sprewell? Okay, we're calling to see if I've been catfished by a former NBA player. Latrell Sprewell.
This is crazy.
Raymundo's looking at the phone screener.
He's calling it again.
Okay. No, what'd the voicemail do, though?
No voicemail.
Because if the voicemail goes, hey, this is Latrell Sprewell, then yeah, we know yeah, it's Latrell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, did it ring? It didn't even ring. No voicemail.
Well, he is flying, right?
No. Well, this was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Should I hit him back? Latrell, you still there? I hit him back. We'll see what happens. Yeah, but
that's what you put. You yeah. still there? I think it's really him. Are you going to be embarrassed?
I don't think it's him. I think I'm getting catfished by a Raymundo.
Yeah, so the phone doesn't ring, yeah. but it goes straight to a voicemail, but there's no voicemail.
Mm.
It says the person you're trying to call has a full inbox, but there's never a ring or anything.
Are you sure it doesn't say the person you're trying to call is Latrell Sprewell?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll see if they answer. I just hit them back with a Latrell, are you still there? But I do think people try to catfish me all the time. I've had a rough last couple days because between a power line falling in my yard with a storm, Latrell Sprewell hitting me up, Eddie and I, we went play golf the other day. I got so sunburnt, I'm talking severely, my lip cracked and wow. blew up.
That bad?
Yeah. My lips are cracking from my lips hurt from sunburn, and one part of it like busted. So now I got a lip thing going on. Ugh. And then don't forget about Corona.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Jeez. Well, I'll let you guys know if Latrell hits me back up. Don't zoom in on my lip because I'm embarrassed of it.
Nah,
oh my gosh. I'm reading about Latrell's choking incident.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
No, I'm just reading about it. And his coach simply said, make a crisper pass while they were training. And he told his coach he wasn't in the mood for criticism at the time. And then when the coach approached him, he threatened to kill him and then dragged him backwards by his throat, choking him for 10 seconds before his teammates separated him.
Yeah, Latrell, you still there? Hit me up.
Don't make him mad.
All right, we'll see if he hits me back. People always trying to scam me. A lot of people are writing about these murder hornets. We brought it up on the show yesterday. Big old hornets that can sting through even a beekeeper suit. Now, apparently now they're in America and they're going to kill us all. Well, that's what I feel. I've been known to go a little far on this. Eddie, what is the story you have about this today?
All right, so there's a YouTuber guy named Coyote Peterson. And he's just basically your YouTube idiot that takes stings from bees, tarantulas, scorpions.
Wait, he does it willingly? Oh, for camera. Yes, like Jackass.
Yes, and he has a whole series on YouTube and does that. So a couple years back, he flew all the way to Japan to find this murder hornet and get stung by it.
Really?
Yes.
Do we have a clip of this?
Yeah, we have a clip.
Ah! Oh, this thing's stuck in my arm. Oh!
Ooh. How bad is it?
Oh man, wave of dizziness really quick. Ah! Ooh! Oh, searing pain!
I know it's tough to describe it. You gotta describe it for me.
Okay. My hand is completely seized up and locked in place. This is like a tarantula hawk. Look at the swelling that's beginning to form on my arm. Forearm is incredibly taut. Only about 45 seconds have gone by.
Wow, I'm looking at him too. It's arm is swollen. These things are like a cartoon character. Yeah, these hornets.
They're huge. Yeah.
He didn't die, I'm assuming.
No, he doesn't die. He gets bit by everything and somehow he just doesn't die.
He has 21 million views on this one video.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So what's his take? Are we all going to die from this or not?
I mean, from his take, you get one sting, you're fine. But I mean, if you think one bee paralyzes his arm, basically his forearm area, what are five bees going to do?
Do we know why they're here? Is it... They don't know?
Mm.
We don't know if it's like an atmospheric weather...
I did laugh at your Murder Hornets sports mascot tweet.
Yeah, thank you. But wouldn't that be a cool team name?
Yes.
That's what I was saying, like
it'd
the Memphis
the
Murder
best
Hornets.
Name.
Yeah. The Murder Hornets.
Right.
Dang, that guy goes around and gets bit. What a terrible job.
He also does hot sauces, too. He's got some good videos with hot sauces.
I was asked once about doing that hot sauce show.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think I would get past the first one. Because apparently you do an interview while you eat hot sauces. And I was like, I'll do the mild.
The Taco Bell mild,
I don't
please.
Think that's the goal of that YouTube show.
No, man. You're talking like Carolina Reapers, Ghost Peppers, the real stuff.
I'm not into hot stuff. Dang. His name's Coyote Peterson. Why, do we know why his name's Coyote Peterson?
No, I figure it's like Crocodile Hunter.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Has he been bit by a coyote?
No, that I haven't seen.
Hey, check out the podcast. We've been on for 5 hours. You can hear it a lot. I don't know what you're doing today, but... If you're working from home, you're driving around, check us out. Bobby Bones Show. Listen to the podcast. Morgan, you're standing by. What can people hear on that podcast today?
Raymundo made his attempt at running 18 miles per hour.
Which we thought there was no way he could do it. I'm going to tell you what, that's what we thought going into it. You can hear that. It was $200 up for grabs. Could he run 18 miles an hour? That was the question. Don't answer it. This is a tease, Raymundo.
I'm neutral right now.
Okay. What else, Morgan?
There was a mailbag where a listener confessed she's been doing fake Zoom meetings.
Okay. And why she's been doing fake Zoom meetings and the advice we gave her. Okay, what else?
We had a special Cinco de Mayo segment with facts and a Spanish word of the day.
Today. And by the way, drink responsibly, my friends.
That's right.
And what else?
And we shared some movie news and new movie recommendations.
All right. There you go. Let us do the results for the draft from yesterday.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Draft update.
The question was, we were drafting things you can't wait to do outside once all this is over. And Morgan number two wins with her three of sit on the restaurant patio, have a barbecue, and play yard games.
Woo! Yeah!
There really wasn't anybody super close to you either. Amy was second, 8% back.
Wow.
With take her dad.
Oh.
A lot of people want to take Amy's dad for a walk.
He's going to get so excited by that.
And pet cute
Thank
dogs
you.
And go to the farmer's market. You didn't win, but you finished second. And last place was Lunchbox. Mm.
Yeah, I guess people hate their kids. I don't know. I mean, you don't want to take your kids to the playground or watch them play sports. That's what every parent's been complaining about. But then they don't come out and vote.
Hey,
so
we didn't do it. Easy.
So they hate
their
kids.
What did we do?
Easy. But Lunchbox finished last. I set out this week. He'll set out next week.
I need a break.
So there we go. By the way, in the standings, Morgan, you and I are now tied for first place.
Whew, so it's getting close, Bobby.
It feels like last time when Morgan pulled it out. She got the championship belt. All right, you guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, we have Stephen Curtis Chapman on, which I'm pretty excited about. the voice of church camp. Yeah. All right, we'll do that tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.